Bobby Bones.
Hey, brothers and sisters.
Go. Transmitting across America.
Get your bones on.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Everyone, all together now.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
What confuses me about 911 operators, first of all, on the good side, is they can keep their calm if someone's in the worst of circumstances. Like, they are trained to do it, but I don't care how much training you get, you feel like your human instinct would kick in, and I would just start crying or yelling. That's what I would do, I feel, because I don't, there's things I can't do. But then you're on the other side of it, where you're like, well, you know you're being recorded, right? Like, every 911 call is recorded. So whenever you call 911, and this happens, you're like, huh. Because the 911 guy's like, deal with it yourself.
Is he breathing?
Yeah, dog. He's barely breathing. How many times do I tell you?
Okay, you know what, ma'am? You could deal with yourself. I'm not going to deal with this, okay?
Oh. Drop the mic.
No.
Dude, you're being recorded. You're on 911. You work for... Like, let's just go through this one more time in case you didn't hear it. Guy's not going to win any awards.
Is he breathing?
Yeah, dog. He's barely breathing. How many times do I tell you?
Okay, you know what, ma'am? You could deal with yourself. I'm not going to deal with this, okay?
There you go.
Oh, I know I'm going to heaven, but I can't go.
What in the world? That's
maybe
my emotion song for now. And I'm just hitting Love and Theft. Like, anytime I need a big emotional boost, boom. It used to be Burning House. Now it's, man, you deal with it yourself.
Oh, I know.
What in the heck is he thinking?
I don't know.
This is the Bobby Bones
Show.
The good thing is Ray, our audio producer, has stopped calling women kitten and cat and sweetie and honey pie, stuff like that. It's just, you can't do it in the workplace. I don't mind it. And I don't think most women mind it, but it's just one time you get in trouble with HR, then you're one step away from being fired. So, Ray, I commend you for stopping that.
You guys are welcome.
Well, I mean, it's just for you, basically.
I know.
However, that being said, he still uses funny nicknames for people because Ray was hanging out with your husband.
Oh, they were texting, apparently.
Oh, he texted that?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, so I have it verbatim, the text.
Okay, here we go. This is Ray, our producer, and Amy's husband texting each other.
I guess they were texting about golf back and forth. Ray may or may not have been drinking, and he was talking trash. And then the conversation was coming to a close. So Ray, I guess, was tired, and he said, okay, going to bed. Good night, sweetie.
What in the world?
Why would you say that?
To my husband.
Ray.
Going to bed, good night, sweetie.
Up? It's just a way to joke around with your guy friends.
No. Hey, Eddie.
Don't even.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want to hear that.
Because that's something you would call a girl, and so I just said it to him.
Yes,
so
exactly.
It was funny. So he'd be like, ha-ha.
Did you think it was funny, or did he go like...
What did he reply with?
Yeah. What did he reply?
No response.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, no response.
He said something to you about it?
Well, I didn't. The funny thing is, we didn't really talk about it at all until I heard him talking with Eddie and Lunchbox about it. And I'm like, why am I just now hearing this story if it happened a few days ago? Like, this is the stuff you tell me, like, right away. And then he was like, yeah, I guess now I think about it, it is kind of weird. I'm like, yeah. Ray calls people kitten and sweetie at work. We're working on that. But who knew he was going to be...
When women. Yeah. Not real
masculine men.
Yeah.
Like, is that why it's funny?
You be you, Ray. But
I don't know. I thought he'd kind of think it was humorous.
You trying to impress him?
I just wanted him to know that, like...
Are you, like, man flirting?
It's
like...
He already likes you a lot.
We're friends.
He definitely likes you a lot.
Can I tell you what Ray told me? He goes, man, I think Amy's husband's mad at me because he didn't respond after I said sweetie.
You were man flirting.
Really, this is a thing?
Yeah, it's a man. You're man flirting. Like, you're not doing it for, like, being in a relationship, but you're like friend man flirting.
It
like,
was what if, bad that he didn't respond to me, so I was kind of like, should I say something else? Like, just kidding, dude.
Yo, homie, just kidding. No, no. Yeah.
Boys, Bobby Bones.
Got that good news for you. Time for Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
This couple goes, they go, okay, we're going to Redbox, and we're going to get a movie. They get this movie, and they're like, all right, let's sit down and have a movie. And inside the movie, when they open it, is cash and a note that says, enjoy the movie. Go buy you some snacks. This is on us. Blessings.
Awesome.
Which is a sweet thing to do. Tell me something good. Amy.
A Okay, so there's this four-year-old who's on his way to dinner with his family, and they drive past some cops that are in a standoff, and they've been there for 16 hours. So him and his family, they enlisted the help of a local pizza place and a coffee place to donate pizza and coffee to the police officers, and the police said that that little boy made a stressful situation a little bit easier.
Lunchbox, tell me something good.
There was a cop in Massachusetts. He was walking into a restaurant, and this dog walks up to him and just starts going, woof, 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 woof.
Oh, somebody's trapped in a well.
Nope. Starts barking at him, and the cop's like, what? And he starts to go inside, and the dog keeps going, woof, woof. So the cop starts following the dog. They go out into the woods. His dog friend had gotten stuck under some branches, and the cop rescued the dog.
Oh, his dog friend.
Yeah, it was his, like, best friend, I guess.
That's a good one. All right, tell me something good. There's your good news.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go over to Janine in Virginia Beach. Hi, Janine. Or Jeanine. I don't know. I guess I'm... are you there? Did I mess your name
up? I'm sorry.
What would your name be if I were... We're just guessing.
What would my name be?
Yeah.
Janine.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Got it.
Sometimes I mess them up so bad. All right, what's going on, Janine?
Hi, hon. I just want... Well, actually, my daughter wanted to call. Her name's Cameron. She's 8. We're on our way to school, and she wants to ask Amy a question.
All right, let's hear it.
Hold on.
Can Amy tell a joke?
She can. Yes. And you're writing her demo for this, too. Mm-hmm. Yes. Are you ready? Here we go.
Amy tells a joke. Amy tells a joke. Amy has a joke to tell to you.
What do you call two birds in love?
A love theme, I see.
Valentine's Day.
What do you call two birds in love?
Tweethearts.
Amy tells a joke. Amy tells a joke.
Janine, I hope that was worth your while. All right. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Have a great morning. Thank you guys for calling the show. Really appreciate that. If you guys want to jump in, 877-77-BOBBY. I got my new laptop. You know, I've been dealing with Apple. Ever since Steve Jobs died, it's been like, I don't even know what's going on over there. Mm. Like, I walk into the store... I'm like, what's happening? And Steve Jobs, rest in peace, passed away. And so I got a computer, didn't work, took it back, didn't fix it. Finally, I got a new one. So today I got it over here.
Looks good.
So if you notice me being extra productive today, that's why. It took me like 4 times at the Genius Bar to get this thing in. But then you got to rebuy Microsoft Word and you don't have any of your passwords.
Wait, whoa. You bought it for the other new one and then you had to rebuy it for this one? Mm-mm. They should refund you that. It's their fault.
No, I had one for my old one.
Oh.
And then you have to, because it's a newer version.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I did that. Whatever. You know what we got to talk about later, too? Our parents shipping their kids via Uber now, which I thought's a funny story.
Shipping?
Yeah. Basically, that's what it is. Eddie, think about this, because we'll get into it in a bit. Because you have an 8-year-old.
I do.
You wouldn't do your 2-year-old.
No, he's too young.
But would you call it Uber for your 8-year-old?
Like you're desperate.
Put him in the car and then type the address. Ooh. And go, okay. Go.
Let me think about this.
Think about that one. Like you're desperate, right? Mm-hmm. Your wife's out of town. You got to get the 8-year-old from point A to point B. Would you put him in an Uber? Because, again, much like the Chipotle story where the people were texting the wrong number for free burritos, I laughed out loud when I saw parents were shipping their kids via Uber places. Now,
yeah.
I have kids, and that might be why it's funnier to me than it will be to other people. But, yeah, people are using Uber. I always feel bad, too, because we're in a lot of places that don't have Uber, and now we just have it and use it and love it and live with it. But, I mean, is Uber expanding pretty much everywhere?
Yeah.
It is?
Pretty much everywhere you go, Uber.
Because a year
Lyft.
Ago, it wasn't. And we were like, we got to be careful. We're talking about Uber because not everybody has it. They've changed their logo, too. It's not the U anymore. It's like a C.
Yeah.
And I can't ever find it on my phone. So I just walk everywhere now. I'm just like, oh, can't find Uber. So I put the thumb out. And, dude, isn't it crazy? People used to hitchhike in like the 70s.
Yeah.
Like,
and people would pick them up.
So
that's so weird.
20 years from now, or I don't know, 50, are they going to be like, isn't it weird people used to Uber?
Yeah.
How weird was that?
We just hovercraft there now. Yeah. We're going to talk about this Uber thing now. So there's a way people are shipping one kid to point A to point B, and it's by calling Uber and then putting the address in the bottom of it.
Yep.
And so what you do is you call Uber and you say where you are, and then you take a kid, you put him back in the car, And you put the other address and you push the car away.
Send them off.
And, like UPS for kids. And so parents are doing this all over the place. Jenny in Iowa is on. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
So what would you do? What do you think about this shipping your kids via Uber style?
No.
Why not?
Because Uber doesn't have proper background checks on their drivers, first of all. They do a Google search versus a federal background.
Okay, this is someone who thinks they know something here. Hmm. Like, there are, like, Uber haters. I have another person that says the opposite. I don't even want to get into this thing. I'm just talking about...
I want to hear the opposite, okay, though.
But the reality of it is, parents are doing this.
Yes.
So it's happening.
Right.
Crazy.
Would you do it?
No!
Why not?
I'm like her. No.
You wouldn't?
No.
How old would the kid have to be? A 13-year-old, you probably would.
A teenager, probably, yeah. And not alone. I would
not alone as a teenager?
What? Yeah. Like 13,
dude,
14.
At 12, I would be totally comfortable living life.
Can the 12-year-old protect himself if something were to go wrong? If like
can
something
he do it
were to
if
happen?
He's walking down the street?
I mean, no. That's why you walk with him until he's 14.
At 12?
Yeah.
You're the most overprotective.
No, I'm not.
12 years old? Dude, Eddie. Your kids are going to go crazy because you don't let them do anything. You don't let them get on Facebook. Like, they're going to go nuts.
He's 8,
well, yeah,
Bobby.
He doesn't need Facebook
yet. Can't be
yet.
On Facebook yet.
No,
we can't. Yeah,
no, I'm with Eddie on that. But.
No, my 8-year-old will have his own Uber app.
You're local.
You can't, though. It's
Uber,
not legal.
He'd be Ubering to school every morning.
I saw a kid get on an airplane once, you know, checked in at the check-in counter by himself.
Yeah, that happens.
Tiny kid.
Crazy.
Yeah, so
he was 18.
No, he was 9, I think.
See, and that kid probably super well-adjusted.
Oh, he checked in like he was on a business trip.
I
asked the lady at the counter, like, wow, that was crazy. She goes, oh, he comes every week.
Yeah, well, some kids, if their parents are divorced and they have to travel to see their parents, I see those kids a lot.
Doing?
Traveling, like at the airport. That's why they're alone, like, is because they're going to see, like, their parents.
And they don't need to escort to hop on the plane or anything?
No.
Correct.
See, this kid was just rolling his bag like he was on a business trip.
He got out of the cab. Yeah. It wasn't even an Uber. His parents didn't Uber. I'll take a taxi at the airport, please.
He whistled
taxi! Hello! Taxi! Boom!
Yeah.
Hops in. All right, I'm going to need to go over to the airport. What terminal? Southwest. All right, cool. How old are you, kid?
Everything.
7. Dude.
Oh, Eddie.
Eddie, your kids are going to be awful.
No, they're not going to be awful. They're going to be great.
Your kids are going to be like the kids when I went to college, the freshman kids that weren't allowed to do anything their whole life.
Oh, and
so
they
went crazy.
All right, let me sign them up for Facebook right now.
There you go. One small step, Tinder.
No!
Yeah. Put your 8-year-old on Tinder. See what happens.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Well, that went somewhere. I just don't want to get the whole political thing. There's a whole, like, debate on one company versus the other. I'm not even into that company.
Yeah.
I'm not even into that.
Well, according to the Uber website, they do use criminal background checks.
That's right. That's why I don't want someone spreading something that is not true. Because I love Uber, and I'm not putting one of those on. I just want general thoughts.
Yeah. Do you ship your kid or not?
Yeah. I didn't need Ted Cruz giving me policy reform over here. Okay, but thank you for the call. I appreciate that. Time now for a secret surprise. Super special early morning Friday dance party.
Woo-hoo!
What you gotta do? What you gotta about this? Sometimes you don't get to the dance party because you're late to work. I got you something right here. Let's do it.
Turn the quiet up. Turn the noise down. Let this old world just spin around. I wanna feel its way. I wanna feel its way. Put some feel good in my soul. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke.
What you know about that early morning Friday dance party? Huh? What you know about that? See, I'm playing some stuff you haven't heard in a while. Dang! A little treat for you early morningers here.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere. But I watch the world flow to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do. Yeah. I watch the world flow to the dark side of the moon. After all I knew it had to be something to do with you. Don't mind what happens now and then, as long as you'll be mine.
That was a jam back in the day. For you guys that don't know, you should know that was a jam back in the day, early morning, Friday dance party. Give me a little tickle what's going to happen later this morning. Oh! My t-shirt! Would you mind throw the song on? Is everybody dancing? Let's dance out.
Get off of work and we meet down at our spot. We had a patio with a view of a parking lot. It was 2 for 1 and 4 for 2 at Christmas lights in the middle of June. All hung up like I was on you. I say, hey, baby, do you wanna come over? You say, no way, and then you move in closer. Next thing I know, you were in my t-shirt. Right there, your hair messed up like a Guns N' Roses video. Oh, oh, so high. Still got it up in my head. You were moving around in the TV light. I ain't ever seen anything like
t-shirts, Guns N' Roses.
The way you wore my t-shirt.
Yeah, Guns N' Roses. Yeah. Friday morning dance party. Bobby Bone Show. Good morning, everybody.
All these lovers got you losing control. You like a drug to me, a luxury, my sugar and gold. I want the good life every good night. You're a hot one to hold. Cause you don't even know. I can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap. Somebody save your soul, cause you've been sinning in the city. I know too many troubles. All these lovers got you losing control. You like a drug to me, a luxury, my sugar and gold.
My pacifier, my glow stick. Yeah. Friday morning dance party, everybody. What up? Hope you're having a good one. See, I'm going to give you a little nibble of what's coming up later this morning. Go.
Jealousy is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Yes, he's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching me with those eyes. And she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that?
Friday morning dance party.
I think I'm gonna leave. I just had that one drink, and we've all gotta be up early. Boys, we oughta shut her down. Just take it to the house before anybody starts getting crazy. So I started walking across the floor before I got to the door. Oh no, somebody just bought a shot of that blood. Just might have to stay on. Look at the time, y'all. What happened to coats on? Long gone. I should be halfway home, but on.
Man, what's happening, guys? Friday morning dance party. Every day's a good day. Yeah, play a little Raging Idiots here. Oh, my goodness. Let's go.
Every day is a good day. It's how you see it. That's what I say. When you wake up in that mind frame, singing with the Blue Jays, sipping on a latte. Every day is a good day. Forgot to charge my phone before I went to bed. Now I gotta get to work, but my iPhone's dead. I just missed my mouth, and now it's on my shirt. Ain't got nowhere to park, but it could be worse.
I know what to do. Drop a little ice cube. You gotta check yourself before you wreck yourself, because every day is a good day. It's how you see it, that's what I say. When you wake up in that mind frame, singing with the Blue Jay, sipping on a latte. Every day is a good day.
Little early morning dance party. Don't say I never gave you that. You know what I'm saying? Don't say that.
Some dude's texting in the movie and he's lighting up the room. There's a line at the stall and I gotta go soon. The car is on E and I'm running out of gas. Traffic's backing up, I'm going nowhere fast. When it's raining and I'm soaked, got no money and I'm broke. Has anyone seen my remote? But every day is a good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
Around the room, don't buy a blank, Amy.
One of these like retro inspired popcorn makers that sits on your countertop that's super cute, because you'll be like, oh, we're going to have movie night and I'm going to make popcorn and it's going to be so awesome. And then you're going to have to clean it. And you're going to be so annoyed because there's just oil everywhere.
Never going
to
use it again.
And you're never going to plug it in and use it again, because right now I can say I definitely begged my husband for it and it's been in my pantry since we used it once.
Hey, Ray. Cancel that popcorn maker I just ordered.
They're so cute, though, right?
Thanks, buddy. I canceled my Amazon. I just got one. Yeah. Lunchbox.
Furniture for your back patio. 8 months ago, I let the wife go to the store and buy, you know, she was dying. Had to have furniture for the back patio to sit out there and enjoy the sunsets. She has sat on that furniture zero times. Wow. It just sits there, collects dust, dirt, and gets rained on.
Eddie, don't buy a blank.
Espresso machine.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, coffee makers are legit because you're always on the run and it's time to make coffee.
Oh, it's not the same thing?
No, it takes forever. You have to put your little coffee in there, press it, and make it. And it sounds all cute and everything. To make a latte on the run, not worth it.
I don't even know what it's called, but I love it.
You have
the Keurig.
Yeah.
Legit.
And I don't drink coffee, but I drink tea, and it's like, boom, quick.
Yes.
It's less than a minute.
I'm so annoyed to have to refill it with water, and it takes me 30 seconds. Right. And I'm always like, ooh!
Right.
I'm just not going to have tea. Even though I turn into Yosemite Sam whenever I get angry. I'll have no tea. For me, like, I wouldn't buy a subscription to Apple Music.
Ooh.
I mean, iTunes, if you want to download it. I bought that and canceled it. I was like, I'm good.
Not feeling it?
No, they're not there yet.
Confusing.
It's just not there yet. So for me, that would be the one. Here, let's go to Amber. And this is an interesting one. This is a segment called Don't Buy Ya. Amber's in Florida. Hi, Amber. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Don't buy a blank.
A wedding dress, because it's a waste of money.
So you would say rent one?
I would say borrow one. I had the option to borrow one from a friend, and I didn't. I went and spent $2,000 on a wedding dress.
Oh,
and
it
just sits in a closet.
Well, I will say this about Amy. She went and thriftily bought hers for a couple $100.
I did.
And then
I think it ended up being on sale for $199, and then I had it altered to do exactly what I wanted it to do. I think all in all, I spent close to $300, which I think is pretty awesome.
Not a bad investment for a wedding dress.
One time I was a bridesmaid in a wedding, and the bride had the bridesmaids rent their bridesmaids' dresses. Because as a bridesmaid, a lot of times you spend a lot of money on that dress, and you're never going to wear it again. So I thought that was cool.
Amen, sister.
Right?
Yep. Let me explain to you the greatest radio parlor trick in the history of radio parlor tricks. If you're new to the show, we have a guy named Lunchbox.
Check.
So he can talk to you, ask you a few questions inside of 30 seconds, and then guess your weight within 5 pounds. And I can promise you, if you come on, I never met you, never talked to you, don't know anything about you. Neither does Lunch. So let's bring somebody on here. This is Megan in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Hi, Megan. How are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm good. I'm a little nervous. Lunch hasn't missed in a while. So he's going to ask you 5 questions and try to nail your weight within 5 pounds. Are you ready? He's standing up.
Yeah, I like to stand up. I like to get loose.
All right.
After
8 years, it still amazes me. Go ahead. Go ahead, Lunchbox.
What's her name?
30 seconds. Her name is Megan in Cedar Rapids.
Megan, welcome to 2016. How tall are you?
I am 5'4".
How many kids do you have?
I do not have any kids.
How old are you?
27.
And what's your favorite fruit?
Bananas.
Oh!
Oh, like that did something? Bananas. Like he was on the fence until she said bananas. Okay. Go ahead. Get her within 5 pounds.
She is bananas. B-N-A-N-A-S. And she weighs 140 pounds.
140 pounds. Megan, what is your weight?
It's 143.
Oh! 3 pounds! Oh! And you said bananas didn't do anything for
you
me.
You also misspelled bananas. Oh!
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You said B-N-A-N-A-S.
I don't know how to spell bananas.
That's right, Amy.
You were close.
I didn't say B-A-N-A.
Let's go to Lisa. Lisa in Jacksonville, North Carolina. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. So this game's really dumb, but Lunchbox is oddly talented at it. So he's going to ask you 30 seconds of questions, and then he's going to get your weight within 5 pounds. Just don't lie to us, okay? Because we've never spoken, right?
Okay.
Okay. Right. But you and I, I'm saying you and I have never spoken or we've never met.
I've never spoken or never met you.
I'd like to meet you. You sound pretty friendly. Lunch, are you ready?
Yeah, what's her name again?
Her name is Lisa.
Lisa!
In her 40s.
Hello?
Yes, Lisa. I'm here.
Yeah. How many times you go to the buffet a week?
The buffet?
If I could afford it, probably more than once, but not very often.
Okay, what kind of cigarettes do you smoke?
How the hell do you not smoke cigarettes? Newport 100.
Hey, guys, I mean, don't get me wrong, okay? Don't get me wrong. I mean, you guys are yelling at me like, what a terrible question, but I mean, I just nailed it. And what's your favorite dessert?
Favorite dessert, okay, cheesecake.
Okay. Right.
Guess it within 5 pounds.
Listen, guys, she's on the porch, smoking a Newport, eating the cheesecake. She comes in at 300 pounds.
God. Okay. Lisa, how much do you weigh?
298 pounds.
Oh! Oh! Pandemonium! Pandemonium!
Take your Newport and pump on that!
Oh, my goodness. One more. Ooh. See if he can go through. Three for three.
How do you know I smoke? Come on, guys.
All right. One more. Hello. Who is this? Who we have here? Heather in Kansas, Oklahoma.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm great. Have we ever spoken in our whole lives before?
No, we have not, but I listen to you every day on the way to work.
Thank you. So I hope we feel like friends.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So Lunchbox is going to ask you a few questions. You have 30 seconds. Lunchbox, begin.
Okay, how old are you?
28.
When's the last time you worked out?
It's been a while.
Okay, what kind of exercise do you like to do?
I like to do yoga and I just walk.
Okay, how many kids do you have?
I have one and I'm pregnant right now. I'm 5 months pregnant.
Whoa! Hold on!
He just scratched out his number.
I don't know that.
He's reevaluating. Oh, he's scratching it out.
Yoga has one kid and is pregnant.
Oh.
How many months pregnant are you?
5.
Okay, that's still early on. You gain most of your weight towards the end of the pregnancy.
Oh, he's a 16 and pregnant super fan. So, yeah. Lunchbox, you need it within 5 pounds.
I've got to go, man, 145.
He says 145. What do you weigh?
141. Yeah!
Wait, that wasn't the rule before she called.
Oh, yeah!
Okay.
Did that kill?
No. You did a good job.
Yeah.
Three for three. Hey, give it up for the man.
Woo! I'll give it up for
him. Three for three. That is an amazing feat.
Amazing.
I don't know how he does it. That, listen, the cheesecake one?
Legit.
Nailed that one, dude.
What
brand do you smoke? And then she goes, how did you know that?
Dang. Hey. Hey, it's your Bobby.
What's up, Bobby?
Okay, so you had an important check that you were supposed to take care of and take it to the bank, right? Is that what
it
was?
Yeah, we were sent a check, for a significant amount that I needed to deposit into our account, yes. And couldn't find it.
But you lose things a lot.
Right, but I haven't been losing things lately at all. So I knew I had it somewhere. And that somewhere was in the back of my pants, which went into the wash, which then washed the check. And then that's where it was, and I found a piece of it in the dryer. So that's how I knew.
Was your husband like, Amy, you lost a check?
Oh, he was not happy. Yeah, because it's just sort of, it's it adds to the pile of things that I do.
Yeah.
And so that, rightfully so, the person you share your life with would be frustrated with you for that. But I didn't lose it. I didn't lose it. I just washed it. That is totally different.
What's the biggest fight? Fight maybe not be the word. What's the biggest argument you guys get into, you and your husband? Like the most constant?
Probably stuff like me not wanting to do stuff like paperwork. I don't like to do a lot. Well, you know, like taxes and adoption paperwork. I do it because I'm like fighting for my kids. Like I want it, but that's taxing. But I'll dive in if I'm really invested. But things like getting a driver's license, he just gets changing my name. That took me a while. Anything that's time consuming and paperwork, and I have to focus on that. Yeah, and obviously that's really frustrating to him because I just need to get it done, and then I don't.
Eddie, you and your wife, what do you guys fight about the most?
What do we argue about the most?
Yeah.
Kids stuff. We argue about like how to raise our kids a lot.
How to actually raise your kids.
Yeah, she thinks I'm tough on them, you know, and I say I think she's really easy on them and they're going to run over her when they grow up. And so a lot of like raising idea, like how to raise a child. The amount of time we spend with each other, I guess, because like when I'm home, I like to sometimes be alone and work upstairs on my computer or watch TV alone. She didn't like that.
Oh yeah.
Has your wife changed her name yet?
No, she hasn't done that.
So no.
Does that bother you?
Look, she has all the paperwork. She has everything she needs. Takes a little drive down to that office and just turn it in.
Being married sounds awesome, guys.
Yeah, it is. Cool. Yeah,
that really sounds awesome.
Days.
Man, I can't wait for one day.
No, someday you'll get it.
Yeah, I can't wait. Ooh, it sounds so good. Right, Ray?
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
Bones on.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Everyone all together now.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Bobby Bones.
Say it with me now.
That's the Bobby Bones Show.
Thinking about putting labels on sodas just as they had to do cigarettes back in the day.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's kind of one of these things that are like, okay, kids are drinking a lot of soda. We need to put warnings on. I love Mountain Dew. Like, I could probably drink 8 of them a day if I really wanted to. At one point in my life, I drank at least a 3-liter a day. But they're bad news if you're not doing it in super moderation. Love soda. I guess I wonder, Eddie, you have kids. What's you guys' rule on sodas?
Oh, very rare. Once a month. If it's requested too. I don't. We don't have sodas at home that just sit in the cabinet or anything.
So in your fridge, you don't have anything?
No. No sodas. Juice would be like the sweetest thing that we have.
Ooh, bad too, though. A lot of juice. And milk.
Yeah.
You ever see the milk thing with the sugar? How much sugar is in milk?
But that's natural sugar.
No. Kids, it's good,
no,
right?
It's not. They had tons of sugar in the milk.
They do?
Tons.
I thought they used to do the milk campaign where it does the body good.
Yeah, well, what's the chef's name? Jamie Oliver?
Yeah.
Watch his TED Talk about milk where he dumps out. He's like, this is how much is crazy how much sugar is in milk.
I thought that was like natural
stuff.
We
all think everything. People...
Ugh.
People lead us down the road to think all kinds of stuff. Here's what we know. Nothing.
You can buy certain kinds of
stuff. So what's the warning sign going to say? Sugar?
It's just to do with no teeth.
Or like one a day.
I just wonder what you do with your kids. So once a month?
Yeah. Once a month. Would be the most.
They have a preference?
The colored stuff. Like they like Fanta.
So they like the orange and the grape
stuff. The red stuff, the grape stuff, the orange stuff, yeah.
Amy, when she gets her kids, they'll be coming from Haiti. Do they even know what soda is?
Yes, because a lot of Americans visit the orphanage and they'll go to like the little, gas station there and they'll take Cokes into the orphanage. And I'm like, what? No, they won't drink sodas in my house. And when I got there one time at the orphanage, my kid was drinking a soda and I sort of freaked out on the person that gave it to him because he would have never been exposed to it. Like, no.
Like a virus.
We're good.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, let's play Name That Tune. You guys ready to play?
We'll
play this in a bit. Amy Lunchbox, what I'll do is I will play a song.
Okay.
From the very, very beginning of the song. If you think you know it, yell your name. So what'll happen is I'll stop the song. You get a point for title and a point for artist.
Is there a theme?
Yeah, there is a theme. Eddie, would you like to play?
Yeah, I'm in.
No, let's have a third party in here. We'll bring in the independent party, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Ready?
Ready.
I will start with the song. Just yell your name if you know it.
Oh.
Name that tune.
Eddie.
Eddie.
Every storm runs out of rain. Every storm runs. Gary Allen.
Correct. From now on, I know you're singing, but whoa, you can't stall.
I just wanted to make sure that it was every storm.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
So you're standing in the middle of the
storm. What was the title?
Because he's saying every storm, parentheses, runs out of rain.
Yep. Okay.
So I'd have taken every storm or every storm runs
exactly
out of rain. Be quiet. All right, number two. Name that tune.
Eddie. Kenny
Come
Chesney.
On. No.
That's all I got.
All right, Kenny Chesney's correct.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
American Kids.
No. Looking for the title of the song.
It's no secret that lately there ain't no escaping that I'm waking up alone. Just me
3 seconds.
TV and a sinking feeling that you ain't ever come.
Do you have an answer, Amy?
Today is the day.
Time. It's no answer.
I'd like to guess the theme.
Okay, go guess the theme for 3 points.
Weather.
Incorrect.
Mm. He's trying to trick you with that
one.
I'm not going to give you weather. Sorry. Here we go. Today. Name that tune.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Purple Rain. Rain.
Eddie.
No points.
Oh,
Eddie.
No Rain. Blind Melon.
Correct.
Dang. Yes, I'm playing.
All right. Ready. Yeah. Name that tune.
Eddie. Garth Brooks, The River.
Dominate.
Yeah. Lunchbox.
Lunchbox, go ahead.
It's all about wet water.
No.
Oh, it's not?
Two people out with a theme.
Yeah, that is, by the way, Garth Brooks, The River. Naming that tune. All right, name that tune.
Eddie.
Oh my.
Sheryl Crow.
Stop.
That's all I got.
Correct.
What?
Need a title.
Lunchbox.
Go ahead, lunch.
Raindrops.
No. Amy?
Soak up the sun.
Correct.
Oh.
Now you have. Can Amy even tie with 3 points?
No.
No.
What?
No.
Is that. Are we out?
Eddie one has 7 points. Four, Amy has one.
Yeah. Oh. I have 8 points.
You dominated.
No, you got seven.
You want to guess theme, Amy?
Let's see. Storm, rain, river, sun. Nature?
Correct. For 3 points.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
The other ones would have been this one. Yes, if you got it.
Elton John.
Correct.
Oh, here comes the sun.
Okay.
What?
I've seen
Candle in the Wind.
In the rain.
Oh,
wind.
Man.
Candle in the Wind. How about this one?
Roll, roll, Seminole Wind.
No, that's John Anderson, not Roll, Seminole Wind. It's called Seminole Wind. No.
This is,
Name that tune.
Green Grass Grows.
Yeah. Green Grass Grows, Tim
yeah.
McGraw.
Yeah.
Eddie, nice job.
Thank you,
you
man.
Came in late and took a home.
Thank you, yes.
President Nev named that tune. Third party candidate.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
So Amy says you can change Siri's voice.
Yeah.
Like, all I know from Siri, I don't want to set mine off because it sets off everybody's listening. But Siri talks like a female robot.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, what can I do for you? Like, it's a girl. But Amy says you can make it an Australian guy, too.
Yeah. I don't know why I missed this setting at all, but I changed it. And then yesterday I was like doing some navigation stuff, and he was like, turn right here. And I was like, okay.
Dang.
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah.
Like, you want me to ask him something?
I mean, that was kind of a frisky okay.
He takes you to
hey,
Outback.
Siri.
No, you can't. Wait, but you're going to set off everybody's Siri. That's why I didn't. That's just what I said while we didn't do that.
I didn't
that.
Know what to say to him.
Am
now
favorite?
It's him. I used to always say her, but now it's him. Yeah.
Just ask a question. You have to say his name when you hold it down.
Okay. What is the weather?
Here is what I found.
Oh, okay. Talk to me. Say more.
make him tell you a joke or something.
That's not what
Dang.
I mean. No, that's not what I mean.
We see how Amy works.
Talk to me.
Say more. Talk
tell
to me.
A joke.
Oh, I said,
buy me flowers.
You know what I
mean. Get serious.
He goes,
what are you making him do over
Amy
there?
Is serious.
Whatever.
I told him to tell me a joke. But just
a little dirty bird.
No.
Yeah. But,
that just came out wrong.
Say more.
So if people know, I don't know.
What, do we just say what I said before? Yes. You're such a dirty girl, Amy. Wait, no. What, it's like a parrot.
You could choose, I think, a European, male or female, Australian.
I know that.
Or English. And let me tell you, this just is.
Can we get like Stephen Avery? Can we get like the Wisconsin accent?
You get a Stephen Avery.
Like, you ask and he's like, Stephen. I don't know.
What's the weather today?
I don't know.
Are there any restaurants close by that have Mexican food?
Probably. I don't know.
All right. Thank you, Amy, for that knowledge.
You're welcome.
Where is it in settings?
Oh. You want me to go back and relive it?
Oh, you just stumbled upon it?
I really did, and I was like, whoa, I can do this? Maybe you go to settings and then general.
Maybe you go, okay.
Oh, yeah, settings, general, Siri, and then language. Bam.
Does it help?
No, not language. Not language.
Because it's the same language.
Siri,
you ever change your language to something and you can't set it back because you don't know what it says, how to set it back? Like, you put it on, it's like, oh crap, I hit Japanese. And then you're trying to figure your way out of it, but it tells you everything in Japanese on how to get out of it. And you're like, so you just throw the whole Nintendo away. Been there.
That's funny.
How you feeling about sleeping in separate beds as a married couple?
I mean, I don't see myself doing it. I mean, my husband and I do spend a lot of time apart anyways, but so maybe I cherish it more when we are together. We're different, but I like cuddling, right? But then when I wake up, we're normally really far apart. So that I guess, dies off in the middle of the night. And he says I snore now that I have a mouth guard.
Yeah, because I have a mouth guard too, and it calls him up.
Yeah, it calls him up. But yeah. So, I don't know, but he sleeps with earplugs and a face mask.
He sleeps with earplugs because of you?
No, he always has. But I didn't learn that until the day we got married. Basically, like our honeymoon, he busted out earplugs and a face mask. But it's from the military. He's like, sorry, life in the Air Force. Like, this is what's comfortable to me, and it's all I can do. But I mean, I could see how you could probably get more rest if you sleep with someone that kicks and snores, but I don't want to do it.
I think I talk and kick, I think.
You do talk.
Oh, do I?
Yeah. No, not because I know.
Yeah. You do talk.
I think we all stopped and went, what?
No, not because I know, but you've shared stories before about how you talked and you've said things.
Oh, yeah. Yay. I mean, it was just funny how you said. She's like, no, you talk.
Yeah. Oh, you talk.
Oh, I do. Lunchbox, you and your wife, did you ever see?
Look, I mean, we're newlyweds, but I wouldn't mind if she slept downstairs in the guest bedroom sometimes because when I go to bed, she likes to lay in bed and have the light on and read. And that's a little, I mean, it's like, hey, I got to get up early. I know you don't have much to do tomorrow, but the light is really bright and she has a lamp right on the bed. And it's like, oh my goodness.
I got nothing to say about this segment. I don't comment on this anymore.
No. But you know, I there's times that I'm like, no, you ain't sleeping in downstairs. You know what I mean? But there's times I'm like, that lamp needs to go off. I need to sleep.
Yeah, we know.
We know what you mean. Eddie? Could you? I mean, really, could you see you and your wife sleeping in separate beds?
No, not all the time, but like once a week would be nice just to kind of space it out a little bit.
Like, so to catch up on sleep?
Yeah.
You know, Lunch wants a high five. Lunch is trying to high five him.
Wait, do you not get good rest?
Well, you know, she likes to cuddle, and then sometimes I like to watch TV, and she sleeps, and she'll say, can you turn the TV off or whatever, and sometimes it just would be nice. Like, sometimes I fall asleep on the couch, and I kind of just stay there.
Hmm. Even when you wake up, you realize it? You're
mm-hmm.
like, ah.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I grab... No.
Go ahead.
As I'm about to say it out loud, it sounds...
Go ahead.
Maybe.
You already said that you reassured us all that I talked in my sleep.
Okay, so I do like to cuddle, too. And mm-hmm. if maybe my husband's totally not cuddling with me, but he's asleep, but I can, like, maneuver him. Uh-huh. I make him cuddle.
You move his dead body over to you?
Yeah, like, I make him, like, put his arm around. I make him cuddle with me. But he's asleep. He doesn't know it. But to me, it's just like I have him there. It's that comfort. And now he's cuddling with me. It's all the same.
Yeah.
But I mean, he just didn't do it voluntarily.
Mm. I knew a married couple that got divorced and they slept in they still stay in the same house together. They're divorced like 10 years and slept in two different rooms.
I know a married couple. They're still married. And they live in different houses. Same city.
Like, listen, wow, who am I to judge?
You're right.
Like, everybody's relationship's different.
Right.
I don't care what you do as long as you're open and honest about it. Like, just set the rules and live them. You know, the first TV show to ever have a couple in the same bed? I believe it was the Munsters. Most people say it was the Brady Bunch, but I believe it was the Munsters. But it's one of the two, I'm pretty sure.
The Brady's sleep in the same bed?
No, so, I mean, they ended up sleeping in the same bed, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And there were people were like, like, I'd look that up, maybe.
All right, here we go. Friday morning dance party. Everybody say hello! I'm just doing that to pick a song. All right, everybody say hello! Party, Bobby Bone Show. We're gonna mix some stuff up now. Tim McGraw.
I'm an Indian outlaw, half Cherokee and Choctaw. My baby, she's a Chippewa. Oh, she's a one of a kind. All my friends call me Bear Claw. Village chicken is my pawpaw. He gets his orders from my mama. She makes him walk the line. You can find me in my wigwam. I'll be beating on my tom-tom. Pull out the pipe and smoke you some. Hey, and pass it around. Cause I'm an Indian outlaw. Half Cherokee and Choctaw. My baby, she's a Chippewa. She's a one of a kind.
Friday morning dance party, Bobby Bone Show. Here we go.
I'm changing lanes and talking on the phone, driving way too fast. Interstate's jammed with gunners like me, afraid of coming in last. But somewhere in the race we run, we're coming undone. When days go by, I can feel it flying like a hand out the window in the wind. The cars go by, it's all we've been given, so we better start living right now. As days go by.
Friday morning dance party. It is the Bobby Bone Show.
Well, you like this one or what?
I do.
All right.
Open up the champagne, pop. It's my house, come on, turn it up. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where you been. Pour yourself something cold, baby, cheers to this. Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay in. Welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to go around. Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go around.
Man, Flo Rida keeps making good songs, right? Even
yes.
though you don't want him to, he keeps making good songs. You're like, stop it, Flo Rida. Friday morning dance party. Bobby Bone Show. Thank you guys for hanging out.
You're on the couch, blowing up my phone. You don't want to come out, but you don't want to be alone. It don't take but two to have a little soiree. If you're in the mood, sit tight right where you are, babe. Cause I'll be at your door in 10 minutes. Whatever you got on, girl, stay in it. You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a house party. We don't need nobody. Turn your TV off. Break that boombox out. We'll wake up. You wanna be a homebody? We're gonna have a house party.
Dance party, Bobby Bone Show. I'm on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones.
Somebody truck in a farmer field, a no trespass sign.
time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt. So what's the big deal? Something about a truck in a farmer's field. And something about beer sitting on ice after a long, hard day. Makes it taste just right on that drop tailgate on a summer night. Something about beer sitting on ice. And something about a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips. And that farmer's field will make a boy miss. Something about a girl in a red sundress. And there's something about a kiss gonna lead to more on that top tailgate.
What do you want? What kind of song do you want?
Back behind the corner.
Good one.
A good one? Okay.
Oh. Woo.
I kept typing chingy in my phone to remember it, and it kept saying thingy. Like it wanted auto-corrected chingy.
Look at that girl right there. Oh, she make me say boom. Boom. I like the way you do that right there.
20 years old, you legal. Don't trip off my people, just hop in the Regal. I swoop down her like an eagle, swoop down on the prey. I know you popular, but you gon' be famous today, I say. I like the way you do that right there, right there. Switch it up when you walk and let down your hair, down your hair. I like the way you do that right there, right there. Lick your lips when you're talking, that make me stir, make me stir. I like the way you do that right there, right there. Switch it up when you walk and let down your hair, down your hair. I like the way you do that right there, right there. Lick your lips when you're talking, that make me stir.
Friday morning dance party. It is the Bobby Bones Show. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Hope your drive to work is going pretty good. I'm trying to get smiles on your faces.
Well, the truth, well, it hurts to say, I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. Bro, but before I get to going, I got to say, I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday. And the truth, I won't fight it. When the love starts burning, you got to do what's right. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more.
Friday morning dance party. DJ Roberto Huesos, that's me.
Baby, don't say no so quick. This ain't about me trying to see how far that I can get. But I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't mind just a little bit of you and I. Eye to eye, lips on lips, swaying to the music real close. We can both use a little let go kind of night. Baby, if you want a good time, we can get on it. Let's take us out and you can step on it. We'll find a floor, we can dance on it. Slow song it. Bars, I can tell that band ain't got no rain on it. So come on, baby, bring on it. It's one of those stars calling, love calling. But get you feeling all right now. Sounds good, don't it?
Friday morning dance party. You guys remember this one? I'm choosing Rhyme. Rhyme chose me.
I can't choose to rhyme. Rhyming chose me, so I hit the track running like a nosebleed. Life ain't great now, but it's much improved. Your album dropping this summer, that sucks for you, cause this is Bubba's moment. I put my mother on it, I said my mama, it seems as if I love her, don't it? So buckle up, cause it's gonna get bumpy. I call my girlfriends Bettis and my s*** Grumpus. That Bubba talk got you open wide. I giggle outside the booth, but ain't no joke inside. This is complicated, at least to y'all it is. Just let me sell 50 million, then I call it quits. But until that day, y'all in deep doo. I never once saw you cranking, cause I just sleep through you. What you need to do is just admit you love me. The South has always been dirty, but now it's getting ugly.
Like karaoke with Bubba Sparks one time? Wasn't it you and Ed Sheeran and Bubba Sparks?
Yeah, I think they did get ugly.
What a group. Nada, Ed Sheeran, and Bubba Sparks doing karaoke.
I wanna buy you a drink, maybe one for this whole town. May not have that much, but I don't mind spreading it around. Everybody chasing something, I don't know why they're running. Take my time to the finish line, cause we all end up with nothing. I don't know why everybody wanna die rich. Diamonds, champagne, work your way down that list. We try, everybody tries to feed it into that ditch. You can't take it with you when you go. Never seen a hearse with a trailer hitch. Never seen a hearse with a trailer hitch.
Friday morning dance party. Hope you're having a great day, everybody.
Starting my day, giving away all of my baseball cards. It felt so good by the afternoon. I gave some guy my car. It ain't about what you're driving or about the gold you're piling. The less I have to worry about, the more time I got for smiling. I don't know why everybody wanna die rich. Champagne, new plane, work your way down that list. We try, everybody tries to fit it into that ditch. You can't take it with you when you go. Never seen a hearse with a trailer hitch. Never seen a hearse with a trailer hitch.
We gotta go! Friday morning dance party. Hit it away, yeah, yeah. Give it away.
Bones.
What secret did you keep from your husband or wife? They probably know now, because I'm sure you guys aren't going to be revealing anything right now.
Like it live on the radio.
Eddie's like, I got another kid.
We're like, yeah, can you imagine?
We're like, what? Okay, Amy.
Jerry.
Amy, go ahead.
Well, I can't remember how long we'd been married. Maybe like a couple years. And I actually had told you guys this right after I told my husband, but I went to Texas A&M. I walked across the stage. I got my tube, but no diploma inside because I was 3 hours short. But I was taking an online class, or no, mail-in class, whatever, correspondence.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't even online back in those days.
Ben Franklin?
I know.
Pony Express?
So I had to mail it in. Well, once I walked across the stage and then I got a job, I was like, wait, I had no motivation to finish these last 3 hours. So I had no diploma. But, I mean, I sort of just kind of acted like I graduated, because I did.
So you told your husband you were a college
graduate.
He
assumed. I never explained to him until it just really ate at me, and I knew I wanted to take a 3-hour class to complete my degree. And so I had to talk to him about it, obviously. And he was like, wait, you didn't finish college?
Dang.
And I was like,
Larry, pants on fire.
I know. But you know what?
What?
He dipped and didn't tell me.
Okay, wait. This is not throws him under the bus.
This is you.
Whoa. Hey, Candace, you're on the air.
Oh. Hi.
Hi, and you're in Virginia. Thank you for calling. Amy's throwing her husband under the bus
know.
Now. He's not even here to protect himself. Go ahead.
For the record, I got my degree.
You did.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Candace, go ahead.
Well, I lied about how much our fertility treatments cost to have our children.
You lied about it. Whoa. So.
Wait, how did he not know?
Because the husband only has to come to certain appointments.
Right.
And so I'm actually still paying for them.
Wait, he doesn't know about it?
But y'all don't.
He knows about it. Like, he has to come to the appointments, but he doesn't know how much it costs.
So how much does he think thinks it costs?
Okay, so he thinks it costs like $11,000.
But it really, the grand prize total is...
32.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Like, I know. Do you not think he'd be okay with that?
I don't know. We were really young when we started, and so I really didn't think. I think he would have been like, well, let's not have children.
Dang, you lost both showcases. You went way over.
I mean, what's your end game? Are you like ever going to tell him?
Oh, no.
Or are you just going to keep paying it on the side?
I just keep paying it on the side.
She has a job he doesn't know about. Oh. He goes to sleep and she goes in and
Oh my goodness.
That's crazy.
What?
Wow. Okay, Lunchbox, what'd you keep from your wife?
Well, there's girls that I invited to the wedding. I'm like, oh, I'm just really good friends with them.
Oh, no.
Does she know this yet, or is she finding out now?
And she's like, oh, have you ever, like, made out with them or anything? No. I made out with a few of them.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Your wedding, dude?
Oh.
I'm still friends with them.
Oh.
She doesn't know that, guys.
Eddie.
All right, I have another kid. No, I'm kidding. No.
Oh, gosh.
I don't have anything big. I mean, there's some big ones, but I'm not going to talk about those. But I think one of the bad ones was I was in Vegas one time, and I've never, ever ATM money out. Well, one time I ATM like $300 out, and I never told her, and she never asked about it. And we have a big rule. If you're going to spend more than $100, you got to let the other know.
Mm-hmm.
Never did.
The more you talk and try to get louder doesn't mean the story's any better.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like...
You were selling it hard, but no.
It's like you went to the grocery store and you bought an extra six pack of beer and didn't tell her.
Ray loves it. Ray's like, hey, he was selling it hard, right?
Y'all don't like my story.
You took out a second mortgage while you're in Vegas so you could gamble.
Yeah, you also like, I have 10 stupid. Other ones that I'm not going to share.
No, I like two.
But here's a big one.
I went to the ATM.
I stole a quarter from the bedside table.
Oh, no. I drink her
It's not that bad.
Eddie.
Womp womp.
Womp womp.
Hey, you guys.
You're suspended for 3 days from that bit. We do that bit, you're suspended.
Dang.
So everybody's sharing their stories of how they maybe misled their husband or wife. Right now, Andy's on. Hi, Andy.
How's it going, man?
Give me your story, bud, because Eddie left us with a terrible taste in our mouth. Like, Eddie totally ruined the bit, so we need something good to finish up strong.
So the wife wanted to get a minivan, and I had a 67 Mustang I've had since I was in high school. Me and my dad rebuilt it, whatever, and she told me to sell it. So I went down to the bank, took out a loan, and bought a storage unit and parked my Mustang.
OMG.
Oh, no.
O-M-G.
Is it still there?
Yes, it is.
Oh, no. And she still doesn't know?
Nope.
Oh.
No, she does not.
Now, do you ever take it out for a spin?
It's been about 2 years now.
So it just sits in there for 2 years. You're paying for... How does she not see the credit card charge?
It's not on a card.
You go by there and pay cash?
It's cash.
It gets shadier as it goes,
no.
boys. Hey, that's a good story, though. I appreciate your honesty, Andy. And since you're honest, you keep going. We give you permission to keep going with this.
All right,
buddy. You're welcome.
All of us have shared stuff we've shared, obviously, with our husband. But the callers, they're able to call in, and they're sharing things they haven't shared. We need to have, like, a...
Man.
These are my confessions. And have them update
in.
Us.
Great stories, except for Eddie. I mean, dang. Great stories. Call Eddie the icer.
The enforcer.
No, the icer. You make the bit cold. You ice the table.
Oh, I get it.
Boo. Yeah, the freezer.
Boo.
You freeze the table.
Get your balls on. This is a Bobby Bones show.
Hey.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a fact about an artist. If you know it, yell your name.
Okay.
There'll be five facts. See if you can guess the artist we're talking about here, okay?
Okay.
Now, again, you can yell your name at any point, but you become eliminated if you miss it. Everybody gets the game, right?
Got it.
All right, so let's go. This is Name That Artist. Fact number one, the truck he drove in his first music video actually belonged to his manager. All right. Fact number two, there were less than 25 people in his high school graduating class. Which artist are we talking about here? Fact number three, he graduated in 2007 with a marketing degree.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Lee Bryce.
That's incorrect.
2007.
Fact number four. Yeah, <He's> like, Lee Bryce is like 50, dude. Yeah. All right, here we go.
I don't think he is.
Well, he's well.
His father passed away in 2013, unexpectedly at the age of 65.
Eddie.
Oh, man.
Cole Swindell.
Correct. The last one was he sold merch for Luke.
Man.
Yes, thank you very much. All right, we going to number two?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Name that artist. He learned to play guitar while recovering from a sporting accident.
Amy. Sam Hunt.
No, I'm sorry. It's
Eddie.
Eddie.
Whoa. Jake Owen.
Correct.
Oh, golf. He earned himself the
I was thing. I was thinking those two, Amy. Those could be the only two I was thinking of. And it's sunshine.
You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Name the artist here. Ooh, it's a female.
Ooh.
Ooh.
All right, here we go. Her middle name is Marvel. She learned to play guitar while studying abroad in the Netherlands.
Okay.
She had the highest selling female country song of 2015, selling over 500,000 copies in the United States. She studied law and psychology at the University of California, Davis, and formed an a cappella group there.
Law?
What?
Marvel.
Netherlands.
Marvel. Netherlands, California.
Her favorite color is yellow.
Amy.
Oh.
I've been asleep.
Man.
Been wandering all night. Trying to take.
Eddie 2, Amy 1.
That was all over the map.
I was like, Miranda Marvel Lambert.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Casey Marvel Musgraves.
All right, here we go.
College, I was like, nope.
She was born and raised in Rochester Hills. She met her husband on Twitter. In 2011, she signed a recording contract with Elektra Records.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Janet Kramer.
I got the
Of course.
Nab with Warner Brothers, but yes. She also sang the Nationwide Insurance jingle, and she gave birth to her first child this year. All right.
Good
two,
ones. Good
one, one. This was worth 2 points.
Whoa.
Okay.
All right. I like it.
All right, name the artist here as we play. Here we go. He grew up in Kentucky. His mom worked at the health department, and his father was a coal miner. He studied engineering for a year at Vandy before quitting. He has contributed to the soundtracks of several feature films, including...
Amy. Brad Paisley.
You've been eliminated.
Oh,
I think I know it.
You can't win at all now, because Eddie does... have more points than you, so here we go. He wrote a song that was cut by Adele for her album 21 called If It Hadn't Been For Love. And the final fact.
Ugh.
What?
I don't know. Now, I don't know who it is now.
Who'd you think it was?
Well, no, don't worry about
All
that.
Right. He was the front man of a bluegrass group called The Steel Drivers.
Lunchbox.
Wow.
Chris Stapleton! Yeah. Winner!
Eddie was riding with Ray. Aces, Ray's a terrible driver. Yeah.
Well, he's an all right driver. The worst part is that he just honks at girls the entire time.
Oh, that's what it was.
No. It's embarrassing.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Oh,
so,
no.
All of our video content that's up, Eddie is our producer of that. And Ray is the producer of like the sound stuff that comes on the show.
Yes.
So we're all friends. We all found jobs. And I don't know why.
Well, luckily.
Yes. Ray, you have a girlfriend.
We were just being funny.
We? I don't know what easy
whoa,
with
whoa,
we.
Whoa, we?
You were just
I was getting a kick out of it. There was a pretty girl doing around the turnaround, so what I did is I just looped around like 3 times and kept honking at her, and she was like weirded out by it.
Of course.
Yeah, you went by 3 times.
Three times.
I was dying laughing.
And then he says, man, I get a kick out of this. I love it. And he's laughing the entire time.
Nobody honks anymore. I think honking is hilarious. You get somebody's attention and they're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, when they're walking down the sidewalk, it's true.
If I were a female by myself and two adult men came honking around, I would think what she thought.
Yeah,
this
you
is
would
creepy.
Run.
Like,
this is creepy.
Adult man.
Yes, what were you yelling at her?
We weren't yelling.
No, he wouldn't yell.
First of all, there's a Wii. He's using Wii a lot.
No, you stop it with
the
Wii.
We were in the car together. I was doing it, but you were there with me.
Was he thinking it was funny?
No, he might have done a small laugh.
It's so awkward. It's kind of funny. But
so, okay. Eddie, you've been with all of us.
Yes.
Ray is
the most embarrassing driver to be with, yes.
Okay. Amy is a blind driver.
The worst driver.
Wow.
Oh.
You get the title. Scary. Worse than Nada? Because Nada...
Yeah, I got one for Nada.
Okay, Nada is the...
Reckless.
Yes. Nada is like a bumper car.
She thinks it's like an Indy 500.
Dude, Nada don't care. Like, no. Get out of her way, too. Just like in life. Like, yep. Get out of her way, because it doesn't matter if you're there or not. Lunchbox?
Stinkiest.
Oh, his car's
dirty
gross.
Dirty car, gross.
Yeah. But that had anything to do with my driving.
Well, no,
just,
I mean, you're
actually, my car
you're
smells.
The stinkiest
you're
driver.
Actually a good driver, but the drive
stinkiest
is unpleasant.
I'm asking him his word. We're not... yes. Bobby is...
Oh, you? Yeah. Grandpa.
Yeah.
Fair.
10-2.
Fair.
Seat straight up.
Fair.
Blinking light, roll the window down, and put your hand out to let people know you're turning.
I mean, I don't do that. I thank a lot of people. I'm like, thank you. Thank you for letting me pass you. Thank
10
you.
Miles under the speed limit.
I just believe safety is a concern.
I know.
I feel like I'm safe.
No, you're...
No.
Like, I don't know that you remember the laws sometimes.
You're safely in the way.
Well, what?
Like the traffic laws.
Like... Using when my turn signal,
red is stop.
Green
Amy's
is
just
go.
Scary. Like with Nada, there's a
yellow
little bit of faith that she's
faster.
Good at being crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's like, whoa! You're like,
it's
I feel good.
Controlled recklessness.
Right. Amy's just like,
it's like driving on ice.
Like someone running on fire. Ah! Yes.
Have you ever been injured in the car with me? Nope.
It doesn't like a lawyer commercial. You ever been injured in the car with me? No. Call me 877-77 Bobby. I'm Amy. Boom.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, thank you guys for hanging out. Really appreciate you guys being part of the show today. For listening, for calling, for tweeting. Mr. Bobby Bones on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you guys so much. iHeartRadio, search Bobby Bones Show on demand. Thanks, guys.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.